The flight engineer says, "Eh?" in an astonished tone of voice. You can imagine them all thinking, furiously, trying to square their assumption of where the plane is with what their instruments are telling them. At 1:42 and 19 seconds, the first officer says, "Let's make a missed approach." He has finally upgraded from a hint to a crew obligation. He wants to abort the landing. Later, in the crash investigation, it was determined that if he had seized control of the plane in that moment, there would have been enough time to pull up the nose and clear Nimitz Hill. This is what first officers are trained to do when they believe a captain is clearly in the wrong. But it is one thing to learn that in a classroom, and quite another to actually do it, in the air, with someone who might rap you with the back of his hand if you make a mistake. 1:42 and 20 seconds. Flight engineer. Not in sight. Finally, with disaster staring them in the face, the first officer and the engineer speak up. They want the captain to go around, to pull up and start the landing over again. But it's too late. 1:42 and 21 seconds. First officer. Not in sight. Missed approach. 1:42 and 22 seconds. Flight engineer. Go around. 1:42 and 23 seconds. Captain. Go around. 1:42 and 24 seconds. Ground proximity warning. GPW. 100 feet. 1:42 and 24 seconds and 84 one-hundredths. GPW. 50. GPW. 40. GPW. 30. GPW. 20. 1:42, 25 seconds and 78 one-hundredths. Sound of initial impact. 1:42, 28 seconds and 65 one-hundredths. Sound of tone. 1:42, 28 seconds and 91 one-hundredths. Sound of groans. 1:42 and 30 seconds and 54 one-hundredths. Sound of tone. End of recording.